Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun, daf 50, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Mem Tes Amid Bey. So today's daf is very different than yesterday's daf. Yesterday, the majority of the daf, we were learning Shmuel Beis, Melachim Aleph, Yoav ben Tzeruya, Abner ben Ner, David HaMelech, Shaul HaMelech, Ishbosheth, etc., etc. Today, we're going to get more into the grind of the Arba Mises Bezdin. So we began on the top of the Yomid, the new Perek, the seventh Perek of the Masechta, and the Mishnah begins with a Machlokes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that there are four Misois Bezdin in order from most Chomer to least Chomer, Skila Sreifa, Hereg, also known as Saif, and Chenek. Rav Shimon said it's Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, and Hereg. In other words, there are two points of contention between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, it's first Skila, then Sreifa. Whereas, according to Reb Shimon, it's first Sreifa, and then Skila. According to the Chachamim, it's Hereg, and then Chenek. According to the Chachamim, it's Chenek and Hereg. In other words, we had seen in the previous Perek that even though there are four Mises Bezdin, really they could be divided into two groups. The two more Chamor, and the two less Chamor. Right? The Gemara said that someone that was Chayiv Mises Bezdin wasn't buried in the regular Beis HaChayim, but there was a special Beis HaKfaris that was used for people that were given Mises Bezdin. How many special Batei Kfaris? Two. One for the more Chomer, Skila and Sreifa, and the other one for the less Chomer, Hereg and Chenek. So there's a Machlokes in both of these subcategories. The more Chomer and the more Kal, which is the more Chomer, which is the less Chomer. So again, according to the Chachamim, it's Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, Chenek. According to Rav Shimon, it's Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, the Hereg, says the Gemara. How do we know the order? According to the Chachamim, how do we know the order according to Reb Shimon? And this is going to take us through 80% of the daf. So you basically have to fasten your seatbelt, focus, and get into the cheshbon of the Gemara, because this is going to be some cheshbon. It's not hard if you halt cup, but the cheshbon of how you know the Seder according to the Chachamim, and how you know the Seder according to Reb Shimon. It says the Gemara, Skila Sreifa, Hereg Chenek. Skila Chamur Misreifa. The Chachamim hold that Skila is the most Chamur. It's more Chamur than Sreifa. Shekein Nitna Lemegadev Uloivet Avay Dazar. What's the worst Avera you can do for which you would be Chayiv Skila? A Megadev, and an Oyver Avodah Zarah. Umay Chumra, why is that so Chumra? Shekein Poshet Yadav Be'ikr. Because both of those people are being Kofer Be'ikr. They're not just being Kofer Be'ikr, they're actually doing something about it. They're being Poshet Yadav Be'ikr. So if a Megadev and an Oyver Avodah Zarah get Skila, it must be Skila is very, very Chumra. But the Gemara says, Adarabba, I can make the argument that Sreifa Chumra, that maybe Sreifa is more Chumra than Skila. Because what's the worst Avera you could do for which you would be Chayiv Sreifa? A bas koyin, that's mizana. The halacha is gets straight. An eishes ish, that's mizana, gets either chenek or skiva. If she's an eishes ish binisuin, she's a full fledged eishes ish. The halacha is she gets chenek. If she's a naira murasa, she gets skiva. What about if she's a bas koyin? So a bas koyin gets straight. It's a pasuk in the Torah. As so via him mechaleles beish tisarev. So you see that a bas koyin, that's mizana, get Sreifa, so that means it's really, really Chomer. Umay Chomer, why is that so Chomer? Why is Bas Koyin, that's Mezana, so Chomer? She came Mechaleles, Esavia, because the Pasuk says, Esavia, he Mechaleles. She's being Mechalel. She's desecrating the reputation of her family. Her father's a Koyin. A Koyin's supposed to be Kaddish. He's not supposed to be Chayil. And Esavia, he Mechaleles. So maybe the fact that a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa, that's a Raya, that Sreifa is so Chomer, even more Chomer than Skila, says the Gemara, Kesavi Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold, Nesua Yoitza Lestrefa, Veloy Arusa. That it's true that an Ishis Ish, that Mizana, gets Chenek, if she's a full fledged Ishis Ish. If she's a Naim Urasa, she gets Skila. If she'd be a Bas Koyin, she'd get Strefa. But the Chachamim hold that the only time a Bas Koyin gets Strefa is if she was a Nesua. Instead of getting chenek, now she's going to get sreifa. If, however, she's a naira murasa, that's also a bas koyin, she doesn't go from skila to sreifa. Rather, what happens? She remains with skila. So umida after rachman ala rusa beskila. So from the fact that she gets skila, not sreifa, shma mino skila chamura, it must be skila's more chamur. Because if sreifa is more chamur than skila, if sreifa is more chamur than skila, then what would happen is that a naira murasa, that's a bas koyin, would get sreifa, not skila. because you would upgrade it to Sreifa. So from the fact that it remains by Skila and not Sreifa, that's a raya, that Skila must be more chamer than Sreifa. So at first glance, what the Gemara said is, how do you know Skila is more chamer than Sreifa? Because you find that a Baskoyin Nesua, that's Mizana, goes from Chenek to Sreifa. Yeah. Whereas a Naira Murasa Baskoyin, that's Mizana, does not go from Skila to Sreifa. She retains Skila. Now, if Sreifa was more Chamer than Skila, then the Misa would be upgraded and it would go from Skila to Sreifa. From the fact that it remains by Skila, must be Skila's more Chamer. In other words, we know Skila's more Chamer from Sreifa because we know that a Naira Hamurasa Baskoyin does not get Sreifa. And even though if you look in the Pasuk, Bas Ishkoyin Kisechel Liznois, Esavia Himechalelis Beishti Sarif, there's no inkling anywhere in the Pasuk that we're talking Dafka about a Nesua, not about a Naira Murasa. The Chachamim must have known that a Naira Murasa does not get Sreifa. So if the Naira Murasa doesn't get Sreifa, she stays by Skila. It must be because Skila is more Chamer. Because if Sreifa was more Chamer, then just like the Nesua goes to Sreifa, the Naira Murasa would also go to Sreifa. Must be that really Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa, and that's why it doesn't make sense to downgrade when you're a Bas Koyin. So if a Bas Yisrael Naira Murasa gets Skila, that's why a Bas Koyin Naira Murasa gets Skila, and that's the right that Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa. But if you take a look on the side, it's a very long Rashi. It takes us through halfway the Yom. As Rashi's bothered, he says, if the makar that Skila is Muhammad and Sreif is because the Chachamim knew that a Naira Murasa Bas Koyin doesn't get Sreifa, then you have to have the makar to that. And Rashi says, I didn't find anywhere in Shas a makar where the Chachamim would have had any gilui in this pasuk that the pasuk is talking Davka about an Asua and it's not talking about an Arusa. So it says Rashi, I think Pshat and the Gemara is different. Rashi changes the gears in the Gemara. Rashi says as follows. It's true, Halkop, it's true that according to the Chachamim, you have to say that a Naira Murasa, Bas Koyin, that's Mizana, is going to get Skila, not Sreifa. Why does that have to be the case? Because the Chachamim holds Skila is Mochamer. So being that the Chachamim holds Skila is Mochamer, it doesn't make any sense to downgrade a Bas Koyin. However, it can't be that the makar that Skila's Mochamer is from the fact that a Naira Murasa Bas Koyin gets Skila not Sreifa, because we don't have a makar for that. It works the other way around. Once I know that Skila's Mochamer, then I know that a Naira Murasa Bas Koyin is going to get Skila. And it's true the Gemara's comment, Kasavri Rabbanon Nesua Yoitzel Sreifa V'lei Arusa. It has to be that way. Because the Rabbanon V'shitasayu, they hold that Skila's Mochamer than Sreifa. Which line do you take out, says Rashi, the next line? Umida Afkir Achmanon LaRusa B'Skila. That line says Rashi take out, because that line sounds like this is the makar that Skila is more common than Sreifa. And it's not the makar, because if this is the makar that Skila is more common than Sreifa, that means there has to be a makar that a Naira Murasa Bas Koyin gets Skila not Sreifa, and we don't have such a makar. So then how do you know Skila is more common than Sreifa? So Rashi says it's Iker Chosim and Asefer in the Gemara. The real makar is what the Gemara is going to say later in one of its other Chishbainas, and that is at the end of the day, you have a Shaila. What's worse? Avodah Zarah? Megadif and Avodah Zarah? Or Esavi or Himachalalas? Avodah Zarah is more at the end of the day, poshet yadoi b'ikar adif. The Gemara is going to say it in a cheshbon later, and that's the reason Skila is more common than Sreifa. So, bottom line is that Skila is more common than Sreifa. How do I know that? Because the Megadif and Oved Avodah Zarah get Skila. What's the worst thing you could do and get Sreifa? Bas Koyin, Kisoche Liznois. What's worse? Is it worse to be Oved Avodah Zarah, or is it worse to be an Esavia Himachalelas? Poshet yadoi b'ikar. Ikir Odif, it's Pashit, that it's worse to be Oved Avodah Zarah and the Gadif. Thus, it must be that his punishment is the worst punishment. That's how I know Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa. So Skila is the most Chamer, which means it's more Chamer than Sreifa, it's more Chamer than Herek, also known as Sayif, and it's more Chamer than Chem. So we just proved that Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa. Skila Chamer means Sayif. How do we know that Skila is more Chamer than Sayif? It says the Gemara Shekinit and the Megadif and Oved Avodah Zarah. Skila, we know, is really Chamer. What accentuates the chomer of skila? A megadif and a oved avodah zarah gets skila. Umay chomer kedamar adarabo sayif chomer. I can argue that sayif is more chomer, because what would accentuate the chomer of sayif more than anything else? What's the worst avera you could do for which you'd be chayif sayif? Shkim nitin la anshe iranidachas. Iranidachas is avodah zarah too, and it's an entire city. It's an avodah zarah derab, and you see that. What do they get sayif? So maybe that's a raya that sayif is more chomer. And the Gemara says, by the way, umay chomer, I'll prove to you that Iran Idachas is maybe more chomer than a regular Oved Avodah Zarah. She came a minor avad. If someone's Oved Avodah Zarah, so we kill him, but we don't touch his money. But in Iran Idachas, not only do the members of the city get killed, but we destroy their money as well. But the Gemara says, Amrit is a koich meruba, koich hamadiach, a koich hanidach. And incidentally, there's some fascinating machshava that you could take out of this sugya. We'll try to recap it a little bit after the daf. And this is another one. What's worse? Is it worse to persuade someone else to do an avera? Or is it worse for you to be the one to do the avera yourself? It's poshit that the madiach, the one that talks somebody else into doing the avera, gets the bigger avera than the one that did the avera itself. So it's true that the nidche ir hanidachas, the ones that did the avera themselves, they get saif. But let's say somebody was instrumental in getting this ir hanidachas to happen. You know what he would get? He would be treated as a regular meisus madiach. He wouldn't get saif. He would get skilo. And who's worse, the madiach or the nidach? The madiach is worse. So if the madiach ir hanidachas gets skilo and the nidach ir hanidachas get saif, it must be that skilo is more chomer than saif. So we know skilo is more chomer than sreifa. We know skilo is more chomer than saif. How do you know skilo is more chomer than chenek? Skilo chomer mi chenek. That's easy. Shekei nite le megadef uloi v'davoy dezor. Umay chomer. Just said skill is really chomer. Maybe chenek is more chomer. Can you maka of a what's the biggest avera you could do for which you'd be chayiv chenek? Maka of a v'imoy. Mois yumas stam misa the chachamim hold this chenek. Umay chomer. Why is that so chomer? Shekin hukish kfeidam the kfeidam makim. Because the Torah was makish the kavod that you have to have for your parents. Kabid es avicha v'asimecha. With the kavod that you have to have for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says kabid es Hashem mehoincha. According to Gemara, in the Sechtes Bava Metzia and Il Metzias, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. So you see, covered of the aim is like Kvod HaMakim. So maybe Mak of a V'imah is more chamer, but the Gemara says simple. Mid Afki Rachman Ola Ruzah Bas Yisrael Michal Nesua. Bas Yisrael Michenek Leskilo. A Nesua Bas Yisrael, that's Mezana Getz Chenek. A Naira Murasa, that's Mezana Getz Skilo. And the thought always is that the Naira Murasa's Aveira is a lot more chamer than the Aveira the Eishes Ish. Shema Mino, must be Skilo Chamura. So you see that Skilo is more chamer, right? So that's very easy. From the fact that a Eishes Ish Nesua gets upgraded from Chenek to Skilo when she's a Naira Hameurasa, must be Skilo is more chamer than Chenek, right? A Eishes Ish Nesua is Chenek. A Naira Murasa is Skilo. Which Aveira is more chamer? The Eishes Ish or the Naira Murasa? Naira Murasa. Must be the Naira Murasa's punishment. Must be the more chamer the punishment. If one's skila, one's chenek, that's the raya, that skila is more chamer than chenek. So again, we proved the first part of this. It's skila, sreifa, herik chenek, which means, in other words, skila is more chamer than sreifa, skila is more chamer than herik, and skila is more chamer than chenek. How do you know skila is more chamer than sreifa? So the Gemara is unclear. The way Rashi learns the Gemara, it's a svara. Poishet yodeh be'ikar adif. What's skila? Megadif and oibedavay dezara. What's reifa? Esoviyah hi mechalelas. Which is worse? Megadif and oibedavay dezara. How do you know skila is more chomer than saif? Because the madiche iranidachas gets skila. The nitche iranidachas gets saif. Which is worse? The madiach is worse than the nidach. Must be skila is more chomer than saif. And how do you know skila is more chomer than chenek? Very simple. Because an eishes ish nesua, that's mezana gets chenek. A naira murasa, that's mezana gets skila. What's worse, naira murasa? Must be. Because that, right? No, from the but even more posh. And in the psukim it's mavur that way. Right? Let's not talk about that now. But the point is that's how you know that skila is more chomer than chenek. Says the Gemara. What's number two on the list? Sreifa. In other words, sreifa is more chomer than saif. Chenek, right? Says the Gemara. Sreifa chamur mechenek. How do you know sreifa is more chomer than chenek? Very simple. Shkein nitna lebaskayin shazinsa. Because you see, asaviyah he mechalelas. Umay chomer kedamar. Ader rabbe chenek chomer. Maybe chenek is more chomer. Shkein nitna lemak ove viimoy. Umay chomer shkein hukesh kvoid on the kvoid amakim. Right. So it's basically asaviyah he mechalelas going up against mak ove viimoy. Right. That's the battle here. That's the clash. Which one is more chomer? So I can go this way. I can go that way. But the Gemara says very easy to resolve. It's because mid afki rachman olin suah bas koyin michlan the suah bas yisrael mechenek lesreifa shma mina sreifa chamura from the fact that in no, do we skip? Oh, Sreifa Chamur Misayev. I'm sorry, we skipped the whole piece of Gemara. Sreifa Chamur Misayev. How do you know Sreifa's more? I figured. I was going to turn the page after that, by the way. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf. Giant? I'm trying to find a little lovey. Sreifa Chamur Misayev. How do you know Sreifa is more Chamur than Sayev? Again, Shikei Nitna Levas Koyin Shezinsa. Because you see, what's the most Chamur thing for which you'd get Sreifa? Esavihi mechalalas. Umay chumra shekei mechalalas esavihi. Adarab esayif chomer shekei nitin la'an she'ir anidachas. Umay chumra shekei mamoyin an ovah. So it's essentially essentially esavia himechalel is going up against iranidach. Says the Gemara, nemar avia b'skilo v'nemar avia b'sreifa. It says the word avia by skilo, and it says the word avia by sreifa. Where does it say avia by skilo liznoi space avia? And where does it say avia by sreifa esavia himechalel? So ma avia amar b'skilo skilo chamur misayef. An interesting zera shava. Just like avia by skilo. We know that skila is more chamer than saif. We just proved that. Av avia ha'amur b'sreifa, sreifa chamur b'saif. So how do you know that sreifa is more chamer than saif? It's a gzeirah shalom. Sreifa chamur b'chenek. How do you know sreifa is more chamer than chenek? Shekein nitna l'bas koyin shezinsa. Sreifa has the chumrah of bas koyin. Umay chumrah k'dei amaran. What's k'dei amaran? Es avia himechalelas. Adar abe chenek chamer. Maybe chenek is more chamer. Shekein nitna l'mak obiv. Umay chumrah. Shekein hukash kvoidom l'kvoid hamakim. Says the Gemara. Simple. Midaf ki rachman on nesua bas koyin michlal nesua bas yisrael mechenek l'sreifa. A nesua bas yisrael that's mezana gets chenek. A nesua bas koyin that's mezana gets sreifa. Obviously when it's a bas koyin it's more chamer like the Torah says. Es avia himechalelas. So shma mina sreifa chamura. Must be that sreifa is more chamer. So again, part two of this. Sreifa is more chamer, right? Skila sreifa. So sreifa is number two in the list, which means that it's more chamer than sayif and it's more chamer than chenek. How do you know it's more chamer than sayif? Gzeri shava. Nemer avia b'sreifa, nemer avia b'skila. Just like skila is more chamer than sayif, so too sreifa is more chamer than sayif. How do you know sreifa is more chamer than chenek? Very simple. A bas yisrael, eshes ish. That's mezana gets chenek. A bas koyin eshesish, that's mezana gets sreifa. Clearly that means we're being upgraded. So you know that sreifa is more chamer than chenek. The last thing we need to figure out is sayif. Sayif was number three on the list, which means it's more chamer than chenek. So the question would be, sayif or chenek? Says the Gemara, sayif chamer b'chenek, shekein nitin la'anshe iran idachas, umay chumra shekein amoyin amana. Adar rabbi, chenek chamer shekein nitin l'maka ove v'imay, umay chumra shekein hukish kvoidon l'kvoid amakim. Essentially, the shayla is iran idachas more chamer, or is maka ove v'imay more chamer? Says the Gemara, afilu hachi, poshet yadiv ikra adiv. It makes sense that iran idachas should be more chamer. So, it's not so shvet. That's the cheshbin. That's how you know skila, sreifa, herek, chenek, and the way the Gemara spoke it out, not the chazer every nuance that we just mentioned, but the Gemara had to go through it. Meaning, if you're saying that skila is number one and the order matters, so you have to prove that skila is more chamer than sreifa, herek, chenek, then you have to prove that sreifa, which is number two, is more chamer than herek and chenek, and then you have to prove that herek, which is number three, is more chamer than chenek. The Gemara threw some svaras this way, that way, but the bottom line is, that's the cheshbin that we have. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon has a different list. Rav Shimon says it's sreifa, skila, chenek, and herek. Again, he argues on 2 points. Number one, it's not skila, sreifa, it's sreifa, skila. And number two, it's not herek, chenek, it's chenek, herek. So we have to go through the same exact cheshbin now. According to Rav Shimon, it says the Gemara, sreifa chamur miskila. If Rav Shimon holds that sreifa is the most chamur, means it's more chamur than skila, it's more chamur than chenek, that's number three according to Rav Shimon, and it's more chamur than saif. So sreifa chamur miskila, shekein nitna l'bas koyin shezinsa. Because you see that a bas koyin that's mezana gets sreifa, so you know it's very chamur. Umay chumra, shekein mechalel es esavia. Adarabba, skila chamur, maybe skila is more chamur, shekein nitna l'magadeh v'lo ever l'voidus kechafim. Umay chumra, shekein poishet yadeh be'ikr, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon l'tameh. Rav Shimon is l'shitasi, domar Rav Shimon holds, achas arusav achas nesua yotzo l'sreifa. That when the Torah says that a bas koyin that's mezana gets sreifa, it meant sai unesua and sai in arusa. So mid afki rachman on arusa bas koyin, michlal arusa bas yisrael miskila l'sreifa. So if you see that an ayra murasa bas yisrael gets skila, but a naira murasa bas koyin gets sreifa, what does that mean? Shma mino sreifa chamura, must be sreifa is more chamer because it's being upgraded, obviously not downgraded. So it must be sreifa is more chamer. Meaning, just like we had said earlier that the chachamim that hold skila is more chamer than sreifa, they're gonna have to hold that a naira murasa bas koyin gets skila because it doesn't make sense to downgrade. Reb Shimon held for a pashtus that it has to be that a bas koyin that's a naira murasa gets sreifa, because there's no gilui like Rashi was bothered in the previous Gemara. There's no gilui anywhere in the pasuk that the pasuk's talking about a nesua anymore that it's talking about a naira murasa. So we're talking either about a naira murasa or about a nesua, and either way the Torah says be'ish tisarev, which means that sreifa is more chomer than what the nesua gets, and it's more chomer than what the naira murasa gets. That means it's more chomer than chenek, but it also means that it's more chomer than skila, shma mina, sreifa chamura, sreifa chamura michenek. So that's how we know that sreifa is more chamura than skila. It's also more chamer than chenek. It's also more chamer than tzayet. So if chamer mechenek, that's also simple. Shekein nidna labas koyin shezinsa. A bas koyin that's mezana gets rip. My chumash kedamor. Adar abe chenek chumash kein nidna lamaka aviv ima yuma chumash kein hukish kvoidom v'kvoidam makom. Right, the Gemara in each step of the way just sets it up. It's really all redundant. We keep on repeating ourselves. Do you say that Esavih hi mechalelas is more chamer? Or do you say maka aviv ima is more chamer? Says the Gemara, it's poshit. That midafki rachmanon on the suah bas koyin michlan the suah bas yisrael mechenek lasreifa on the suah bas yisrael gets chenek and the suah bas koyin gets reif shema minas reif chamura. It must be that reif is more chamur, and then finally reif chamur misayif reif is more chamur than sayif. How do you know that? Shekein nitna lebas koyin shezinso umay chumra kedamor adar abas sayif chamur shekein nitna lanchi irani danchas umay chumra shekein amoyno avad amritz. Here we have a little bit of a curveball, something that we didn't have yet. Vechieza koyich meruba koyich amadiach koyich anidach. So that we did have. Which is more chomer? To be the madiach or to be the nidach? So we said already, heavy yomer koyach madiach. The kalva chomer. If that's the case, I have a kalva chomer. Uma chenek shechomer misayif. Ma the chenek, which is more chomer than sayif. How do I know chenek is more chomer than sayif? Because I know the koyach madiach is more chomer than the koyach nidach. And what does that have to do with chenek and sayif? Says Rashi. This is Rab Shimon Lishitasoi, who Rab Shimon holds a big chiddush that madiche irani dachas don't get skila, like the Chachamim hold, but rather they get chenek. So if the koyach hamadiach is more chomer than the koyach hanidach, and we know that the anche iranidachas, the nidche iranidachas get sayif, but the madiche iranidachas get chenek, that means that chenek is more chomer than sayif. And we just proved that sreif was more chomer than chenek. Had we proved sreif was more chomer than chenek? Because Abbas Yisrael, Nusua, that's Mazana, gets chenek. But a bas koyin nusua that's mezana gets reifa. Must be reifa is more chomer than chenek. And I know that chenek is more chomer than saif. How again? Because the madiche iranidachas get chenek and the nidche iranidachas get saif. So it's back to the envelope arithmetic. If reifa is more chomer than chenek and chenek is more chomer than saif, it must be that reifa is more chomer than saif. Says the Gemara, reifa chamur mimenu saif akal kolshken. Has to be that's the way it is. So again, just to recap this part. So according to Reb Shimon, it's sreifa, then skila, then chenek, and herif. Which means that sreifa is more chomer than skila, it's more chomer than chenek, it's more chomer than herif. Says the Gemara. How does Reb Shimon know that sreifa is more chomer than skila? Because Reb Shimon held that when the Torah says that a bas koyin that's mezana, be'ishti sareif, loishna nesua, loishna arusa. Which means that although the bas Yisrael would have gotten skila had she been a naira murasa, now that she's a bas koyin, we're going to upgrade the misa, and it says she's going to get sreifa, which means that sreifa is more chomer than skila. How does he know that sreifa is more chomer than chenek? Because an ishes ish nesua gets chenek, bas Yisrael, but bas koyin nesua gets sreifa. Again, same exact thing. He knows sreifa is more chomer than skila from naira murasa. He knows Sreif was Mohammed and Chenek from a regular Nesua. And how does he know that Sreif was Mohammed and Herek? He has no information about Sreif and Herek per se. But we know that Chenek is Mohammed and Herek. How do we know that? Because Rav Shimon holds that the Madichir and Idachas got Chenek, the Nidchir and Idachas got Herek, and Eza Koyach HaMeruba Odev, which one is worse? Madiach is more chomer than Nidach. That means that by definition, Chenek has to be chomer than Saif. If Chenek is more chomer than Saif, and we know Sreif is more chomer than Chenek, it must be that Sreif is also more chomer than Saif. That's true. It's a good point. Excellent point. Excellent point. You don't need, he's saying you don't need Reb Shimon Lishitasoi, that Reb Shimon holds that the Madiche Ir Nidachas get Chenek and not Skila. Because once Reb Shimon holds that Sreif was more chomer than Skila, then you have the same exact Kal V'chomer. Right. Says the Gemara, Skila chomer mechenek. How do you know that Skila is more chomer than Chenek? What's number two on Reb Shimon's list? Skila. Which means that it's more chomer than 3 and 4. What's 3 and 4? Chenek and Herek. So in this part of the Gemara, we have to demonstrate that skila is more chomer. I'm trying my best. That skila is more chomer than chenek and saif. Says the Gemara, skila chomer mechenek. Shekein nitna l'megadev v'loyev ed avei dezor. Again, what accentuates the chomer of skila? That a megadev and an oyved avei dezor gets skila. Umay chomer kedamor. Adar abe chenek chomer. What accentuates the chomer of chenek? Shekein nitin l'maka avi v'imay. Umay chomra shekein hukish. Says the Gemara midam. Kirach manal arus abas Yisrael mechal nesu abas Yisrael mechenek l'skilo. From the fact that you find that an arus abas Yisrael gets chenek. And Nesua gets chenek, and an arusa gets skilosh, maminos skilosh hamura. So it has to be that skilosh mochamed and chenek. Right? What's the raya? Very simple. A nesua gets chenek, and arusa gets skilosh. The thought always is that the aver is worse by the arusa than it is by the nesua, which means that the oinish is being upgraded, which means that when you go from chenek to skilosh, it's an upgrade. In other words, skilosh mochamed and chenek. Skilosh hamura misayef. How do you know that skilosh mochamed and sayef? Shekenit nil lemegad. If adar avasayef chomesh kenit lanchi ir nidachas. The same exact question like the previous Gemara. Again, we're trying to prove that Skila is more chomer than Sayef. What's the answer going to be? We just proved that it's more chomer than Chenek. If you know it's more chomer than Chenek, it has to be more chomer than Sayef. That's the Kal v'Chomer. Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. What's worse, the Koyach HaMadiach or the Koyach HaNidach HaVayim HaKoyach HaMadiach? And we know that the Madiach Ir Nidachas according to Reb Shimon got Chenek. The Nidach Ir Nidachas according to Reb Shimon got Sayef. So it's Kal v'Chomer. Uma Chenek. Shechomur misayif. Again, how do you know? Because the madiach gets chenek and the nitche gets sayif. Skila chamur mimenu, and still skila is more chamur than the chenek, the more chamur. Sayif hakal, loy kol shkeitz, certainly sayif hakal. So again, what was part two of this? Skila is more chamur than chenek, and skila is more chamur than herek. How do you know skila is more chamur than chenek? Because ish nesua gets chenek, and a naim rasa gets skila. Naim rasa is mochamer, must be her oynish is mochamer. So you see that skila is mochamer than chenek. And how do you know that skila is mochamer than herek? Again, I don't have any particular information that links skila and herek, but I know that skila is mochamer than chenek, and her chenek is mochamer than herek, so must be skila is mochamer than chenek. And what's the last thing we need to figure out? Chenek. Chenek is number three, which means that it's greater than number four, or more chamer than number four. What was three according to Reb Shimon? Chenek. What was four according to Reb Shimon? Herek or Sayef. So how do we know Chenek is Muhammad and Sayef? Shekeinite lemake of vi'imoy. Because a make of vi'imoy gets Chenek. Umay chumro kedamor. Hukash kvoidam. Lekvoidam okim. Adar Rabba Sayef chomash keinite l'anshi ir nidachas. Umay chumro shekem amoynam ovad. So according to Reb Shimon, what's the answer going to be? The Chachamim held that Sayef was Muhammad and Chenek. Why? Because the Chachamim said, "Poishet yada be'ikar adif," but Reb Shimon holds vaker. Reb Shimon holds that Chenek is really more chomer than Tzayef. What's the reason? Says the Gemara, "V'chiyeze koyach meruba koyach hamadiach koyach hanidach heviyomer koyach hamadiach betanya madich ir nidachas beskilo Shimon oimer be Chenek." Thus, you see that the madich ir nidachas get Chenek. Here you do need Reb Shimon Shita of Chenek. So the Madich here in Nidachas get Chenek, whereas the Nidch here in Nidachas get Sayef. So you see for sure that Chenek is more Chama than Sayef. Either way, again, not such a hard Gemara if you hold Cheshman. So the bottom line, we had here a Machloikis regarding the Chomer of the Arba Mises Bezdin. According to the Chachamim, it's Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek. According to Reb Shimon, it's Sreifa, Skila, Chenek v'herik. If you think about it, what comes out from the Maskanas HaGemara, that there's two nekudas ha-machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Number one, a naira ha-murasa, that's a bas koyim. Does she get sreifa or she gets skila? Reb Shimon holds she gets sreifa. And that was Reb Shimon's makar. That sreifa is more chomer than skila. Because from the fact that the bas Yisrael gets skila, and the Bas Koyin gets Sreif. And we know the Bas Koyin is doing something worse than the Bas Yisrael. Because by the Bas Koyin, in addition to the Znus, there's an element of Esovio, Himechaleles, so must be Sreifas Mochamer. And that was how Reb Shimon knew, despite the fact that a Megadeth and an Oved Avodah Zarah gets Skila, which you'd think is probably more Chomer than Esovio, Himechaleles. But Reb Shimon said, checkmate, it's black and white. At the end of the day, you see that the Bas Koyin goes from Skila to Sreifa. Must be that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila. Why did the Rabbanan argue? So from the Gemara it sounds like, because the Rabbanan held Fakert, that the Rabbanan held that she retains her position of being Beskila and not Sreifa. But Rashi said there really is no such Rabbanan in Shas. If you would need a Makar for that, and there really is no Makar for that. So the way it comes out, again, the Fi Shitas Rashi, is that the Rabbanan just held in Svaris a Kenner Zayin. It can't be. It can't be that Sreifa is Muhammad and Skila. A Megadeth and an Oved Avodah Zarah is the worst thing you can do for which you'd be Chayiv Mises Bezdin. And they get Skila, which means that Skila has to be Muhammad and Sreifa. Because if Sreifa was Muhammad and Skila, then a Megadeth and an Oved Avodah Zarah would get Sreifa, not Skila. And for the fact that they get Skila, not Sreifa, it must be Skila's Muhammad. Ah, if that's the case, why does a Naira Murasa Bas Koyin get Sreifa? She doesn't. she doesn't get Sreifa. Because Savri Rabbanon, Nesu, Yaitzel is Sreifa, Vilei Arusa. But we're working backwards, says Rashi. The Rabbanon are starting off with a position that it cannot be that Skila is not the most chomer thing in the Torah. How do I know? Megade for Oyved Abay Dazar, it's the worst Avera. Not only are you a Kaifer Baker, you're a Peshit Yadai Baker. That's the worst thing you could do. And if you get Skila, must be Skila's Mohammed. So again, Rav Shimon said, Eimah Kriyotzev Dei Pshuta. I have a pasuk in the Torah which tells me that a Naira Murasa, Bas Yisrael gets Skila. I have another pasuk in the Torah that says that a Naira Murasa, Bas Koyin gets Sreifa. Which is worse, Bas Koyin, Esavihi Mechaleles, must be Sreifa's Mohammed. And even though it's counterintuitive, says Rav Shimon, which I tell you, it's a parish in the Torah. There's nothing I could do. That's how I know Sreifa's Mochamer. The Rabbanan said, I can't be soivel that. It doesn't make any sense. You're going to tell me Torah, Saviyah, Himichaleles, is more Chomer than Megadeth and Eved Avaydazar. And even though the Gemara discusses it as if it entertained the possibility, but at the end of the day, it's all in the Shakur Batari of the Gemara. Bottom line is, there's no way that Bas Koyin that's Mezana is doing something worse than a Megadeth, than an Eved Avaydazar. Must be then that the Oynish of the Megado is the most Chomer the Goynish, which is that Skila. Your parish in the Torah, the Rabbanan told Rav Shimon, I have no prayer. I'm going to have no choice but to be Moitzi your parish Mipshutai. And what I'm going to end up having at the end of the day is, I'm going to have that only the Bas Koyin Nesua is going to be Chayav Sreifa. But Enochanami, that Rus is going to stay by Skila, because Skila is more stronger than Sreifa, and it doesn't make sense that a Bas Yisrael should get Skila and the Bas Koyin should get Sreifa. There's no sense in downgrade. The second point of contention between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim was Sayef and Chenek. Which is Mochamer? Is Sayef Mochamer than Chenek? Or is Chenek Mochamer than Sayef? The Rabbanan said Sayef is Mochamer than Chenek. Because what's the worst thing you can do, right? What accentuates the Chomer of Sayef? The Anche Ir Nidachas used to get Sayef. What accentuates the Chomer of Chenek? Maka of Avivimah. Hukish kvoidam l'kvoidam makam. Says the Gemara, I hear. Hukish kvoidam l'kvoidam makam. But at the end of the day, which is worse? Ir nidachas. Avoy dezor. Poishet yod beker adav. So you see that Saif is more chomer. The Rabbanon, Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon says that chenek is more chomer than Saif. How does he know that? Rav Shimon l'tameh, because Rav Shimon held that it's true that the nidche iranidachas who were poached yadi be'iker got Sayef, but the madiche iranidachas got chenek. So you see that even someone that's poached yadi be'iker gets chenek. And not just that, two people were poached yadi be'iker. One was the nidach, one was the madiach. Who did the bigger avera? The Gemara said it five times in the Cheshvin. The madiach did the bigger avera, and the madiach gets chenek. So must be that Chenek is going to be more chomer than Saif. So essentially, Reb Shimon Shita, that Chenek is more chomer than Saif, is litameh. It's because Reb Shimon is of the opinion that the Madicha Ir Nidachas get Chenek. Rabbanon hold Madicha Ir Nidachas get Skila. So if they get Skila, it would only prove that Skila is more chomer than Saif. But we already know that Skila is more chomer than Saif. That's not the point. The question is Chenek versus Saif. Do you say in Svara Saif? Depends. If Madicha Ir Nidachas get chenek, then you don't have the svara. To the contrary, the svara is just the opposite. Because you see that even a poached yadav beikar can get chenek, and to the contrary, the madiach, who's more chomer than the nidach, the madiach gets the chenek, and the nidach gets the sayef. Says the Gemara, almost as a summation of what we just said, margalo bepume de Rabbi Yochanan. Nairam urasa, bas koyein, shezinsa beskilo. Rav Shimon Ayim b'sreifa. Is this a chiddush? No, it's not a chiddush, right? In light of what we just said, it's clearly derived from the Cheshben HaSugya. A Naira Murasa, Bas Yisrael gets Skila. A Nesua, Bas Yisrael gets Chenek. A Nesua, Bas Koyin gets Sreifa. What about a Naira Murasa, Bas Koyin? So according to the Chachamim, it's going to be Skila. According to Reb Shimon, it's going to be Sreifa. Right, Reb Shimon's whole Peshitta, that Sreifa is Mohammed and Skila, Gufa came from there. The Rabbanon didn't have any information, but the Rabbanon held it was so pashut that Skila is mochamer that you have to say it doesn't make any sense that a Bas Koyin should be downgraded, but Melo she's going to be Skila. Zinsa me'aviyo. What if you have a Naira Murasa, Bas Koyin, who is Mezana, but the Bayol Yolena was her own father? Now the halach is, if a father and a daughter are Mezana, Be'ishti Saref, they also get Sreifa. So now you have two Averas taking place simultaneously. Number one, Naira Murasa, and number two, you have Bitoy, or from her perspective, Avia. And the question is, should it be Sreifa, like the erva of Bitoy, or should it be Skila, like the erva of Naira Murasa? Again, we're not talking about a Bas Koyin over here. A regular Bas Yisrael. A Bas Yisrael that has a was mezana with her father. So Reb Shimon, I'm according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be sreif. Whereas according to Chachamim, it's going to be skila. Why? The same exact cheshbon. You have skila because she's an ayra murasa. You have sreifa because you have the erva of bita. You're not bas koy, regular bas yisrael. You have skila because she's an ayra murasa. You have bita because it's sreifa. What do you do if a person does one aver for which he's chayiv two einshem? So which one's more chomer? Is skila more chomer or is sreifa more chomer? According to the Chachamim, skila is more chomer. So basically, you have two nafkaminas, essentially. It was margul b'pumi de Rabbi Yechanan, with chapsach a nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Number one, a naira murasa baskoin. Should she get skila or should she get sreifa? Baskoin has to be up. If sreifa is more chomer, it's going to be sreifa. If sreifa is less chomer, then it's going to stay with skila. Or Naira Murasa Bas Yisrael, where there's a znus of Bita. Mitzad the erva of Bita this Reifa, Mitzad the Naira Murasa this Skila, Kim Lebed Rabbeinu, which one was more common? Right. I could have told you the same thing essentially, right? It seems pretty simple. The Gemara says, Michael Mashmon, really. And what's the Kiddush? The Rabbanon is Sua Yotzel is Reifa Veloy Arus. According to the Rabbanon, only Bas Koya Nesua gets Reifa, not Arusa. The Rab Shimon, Achas Aruchasa, Vachas Nesua Yotzel is Reifa. Time of Mai, Mishum, the Rabbanon, Skila Chamura, the Rab Shimon, Sreifa Chamura, and Afgemino, the Gemara is extremely wordy. Lemishan is Chayiv, Shtei Misa is Bezdin, Nidam Bechamura. So if you take a look, Kiveger is so bothered by this Gemara. He says, Margula Bepume to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan seemed to say something that any child in yeshiva should have been able to tell you. All you need is two pieces of information. You have to know this Mishnah right here, Sanhedrin and Tesla Midbeis. You have to know the Machlekes of Shimon and Chachamim, Skila Chamura, or Sreifa Chamura. And then you have to know the halach of Kim Lebed Rabbi. I mean, and everybody knows both halachas. I mean, if you learn, you know both halachas. So what's the grace of Chiddush? Kivega says Tzorich in Gadol. Now Kivega doesn't ask it like we're asking it. Everyone's like, oh, what's the Chiddush? Now Kivega's Tzorich in Gadol comes with Cheshbonis and a Rashi and a this and a that. But the bottom line is, if you take a look at Kivega at the end of the day, the bottom line is what we're all thinking. Tzorich in Gadol. What was this Margula Bepumid Rabbi Yechon? Just one more Gemara. So the Gemara says, my Reb Shimon. How did Reb Shimon know that Sayin Asua and Sayin Arusa Baskoyin gets Reifa? Right? How does Reb Shimon know Sreifa's Chamura Meiskila? Reb Shimon Letamei, the Gemara said. Because Reb Shimon held that Achas Arucha v'Achas Asura gets Reifa. So if you're going from Bas Yisrael to Bas Koyin, from Skilas Reifa, must be there's Reifa's Mokha. Hi, Reb Shimon, I'm Shnei Klolis, I'm Bas Koyin. There are two Klolis that were said by Bas Koyin. Now, what are the two Klolis? Eishes Ish Nesua, that's Mezana, gets Chenek. And an Eishes Ish Arusa, that's Mezana, Naira Murasa, gets Skila. So the Gemara says, Bas Koyin, below Bas Yisrael. The parish of Eishes Ish, side by Naira Merasa, side by Nesu, is talking about a Bas Koyin and not by a Bas Yisrael. No, El Ema Af a Bas Koyin. Meaning, when you read the parasha, there's no reason to assume that we're talking about a Bas Yisrael any more than we're talking about a Bas Koyin. It's talking either about a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Koyin. V'hoitz Yaakos of Nesu B'chlal, Nesu V'arusa B'chlal Arusa. And then you have another parasha, right? So you have the ordinary parasha of Eishes Ish, that's Mezana, gets Chenek. You have the ordinary parasha of Naira Merasa, that's Mezana, gets Skila. And in that parsha, it's Bas Yisrael, it's Bas Koyin, it's anybody. Now the Torah went ahead, and the Torah gave us a new parsha. What's the new parsha? Bas Ish Koyin Kisecha Liznois Esovia Himechalelas Beish Tisarev. It's Mak Shoytzi Akasim Nesu Miklal Nesu Lahachmir. Just like on the Tzad Nesu, we assume it's a Chumrah. Because Esovia Himechalelas, there's an extra punchline to the Avera. As a result, a more Chumr Einish. You're going from Chenek to Sreifa, that's clearly an upgrade. Afke, Shoytzi, Akosev, Arusa, Michlal, Arusa, Lahachmer. Now, as Reb Shimon just held, that if the Torah meant only to be Moitzi, Nesua, not Arusa, should have said that. You have a parish of Nesua, you have a parish of Arusa, and then there's a third parish of Bas Koyin. Why should I assume that the parish of Bas Koyin is being Moitzi, Nesua, any more than it's being Moitzi, Arusa? It's being Moitzi both. And if it's being Moitzi both, just like it's being Moitzi, Nesua, Lechumra, it should be Moitzi, Arusa, Lechumra. It doesn't make sense. It's being Moitzi, Lekula. That's Reb Shimon's point. And therefore, it must be that Sreifa is a Chumra over Chenek. It also means that Sreifa is a Chumra over a Skila. One final line regarding this price is Zoymimei Nesua Bas Koyin. Bechlal Zoymimei Nesua Bas Yisrael. Meaning, if Edom Zoymimei, if you have two Edom and come and they say that Bas Koyin was Mezana. So they wanted to give her Sreifa. And then we find out that they were liars. They wanted to Yisim B'ma complaining. So really, based on that, perhaps they should get Sreifa. And really, it makes sense they should get Sreifa. Because the boil doesn't get Sreifa. The boil, by a Bas Koyin that's Mezana, gets Chenek. assuming she's the Nesua. She, Bayo gets Chenek. She's the one that gets Reifa. So I'll come later, but the Rabba Minei of the Edom you would think gets Reifa, but says Reb Shimon, that's the second point in this Braisa, so it's not the way it works. But Zoyme Nesua Bas Koyim Bechal Zoyme Nesua Bas Yisrael, Vezoyme Arusa Bas Koyim Bechal Zoyme Arusa Bas Yisrael, to teach me that we treat the Zoyme Mei Bas Koyim the same way we treat the Zoyme Mei Bas Yisrael. And the Zoyme Mei Bas Yisrael, what's the halacha? If they were saying Edus about a regular Eishas Ish Nesua, they'd get Chenek. If they were saying Edus about a Naira Marasa, they would get Skila. When it comes to Bas Koyin, even though Bas Koyin, according to Rav Shimon, gets Sreifa, it doesn't matter. The Zoymimin are not going to get Sreifa. This is, of course, of Makas that base fame. But the bottom line is the Zoymimin are going to never get Sreifa. It's only she that gets Sreifa. The Boyle doesn't get Sreifa. And the Zoymimin do not get Sreifa either. Exhale. So, one har. And that is, so we have over here the idea of Esavia Himichaleles. And clearly, right, Ubas Ishkoyen, Kiseicha Liznois, Esavia Himichaleles, Be'eshti Saref. She gets Sreifa. And you see in the Sugya, that Sreifa is, or Esavia Himichaleles, is very, very chomer. Where do you see that? Because according to Reb Shimon, the worst thing you can do is Esavia Himichaleles. That was the Aveira that accentuated the Chomer of Sreifa. And according to Reb Shimon, at the end of the day, that was the winner. That means the worst Aveira in the Torah is Ubas Ish Koyin Ki Seicha Liznois Esavia Himichaleles Be'esh Tisar. And even according to the Chachamim, with the Chachamim that really Skila is more Chomer than Sreifa. And what accentuated the Chomer of Skila? Megadef and Oved Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara is Shokel V'Tari is Megadef Oved Avodah Zarah Mochamer, is Esavia Himichaleles Mochamer, as if to say, for sure, that this pasuk, which you just read so fast and we don't know that much about, something over here, something's here. Uvasish koyin kisecha liznois esavia himichaleles peish tisarev. The Gemara later on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, at the very end of the sugya, there's a whole part two to the sugya. But the Gemara later on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, so the Gemara describes in some detail esavia himichaleles, and I quote from the top of Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph: Shem hayu noyagim by kodesh noyagim by chay. If the father was someone that previously they were noyeg kodesh with, now they would be noyeg chay. We'll see what that means in a minute. Kovid, noyegim by bezoyim. Oymrim, they would say, oru shezu yolad, oru shezu gidel, oru sheyotzezu michalotzav. Omer avashi, come on, Karina, Rishi about Rishi, Avila, Rishi about Tzadiko. If you find someone that's a Rasha, his father's a Tzad, are you allowed to call him Rishi about Rishi? No, he's a Rishi about Tzadiko. You can't call him Rishi about Rishi, but there's one person you could. Who? Kaitana. Esavia Himichaleles, not only would they call this girl a Rishia, but she became a Rishia Bas Rishia, even if the father was a Tzaddik. That's how far she defamed the reputation of her family, to the point of Esavia Himichaleles. Very, very big Kiddush. So I'll tell you a few interesting things. Number one, the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Chav Ches. The Simen Kuf Chav Ches is a very, very long Simen. Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, right at the beginning of Chelik Beis and Mishabura. But Simen Kuf Chav Ches, a very, very long Simen. It says, Sif Katan Mem Aleph. Says the Ramah, quoting a Mardchai, the Yesh Oymim, the Misha Yesh Loi Bas, if somebody has a daughter, Shehimir Lavoidus Kechavim, who Nebach, she became a Mumer, or she was Mezana, you're not chayiv anymore to be Mekadesh the father. Ki avia hi mechaleles. We know there's halacha b'kidashtoi. What does b'kidashtoi mean? That you're supposed to be Mekadesh a koyin. You're supposed to give him the first aliyah. You should give him benching. You're supposed to give kedusha to a koyin. Says the Ramah, quoting a Mardchai, that the Mardchai said that Mishi yesh loy bas shehimir labaydus kechavim, Moshe Zintzel, if somebody has a daughter that was either Heim Radas or was Mezana, ain mechuyav v'moy v'katsha. You're not chayiv anymore to be mechuyav. There's no v'kidashtei on the father anymore. Why? Avio hi mechalelas. And mechur, it's this Gemara. Shem hayu noyeg be kodesh noyeg be chayel. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that it's clear that it's only ain mechuyav. But if you want to, you're allowed to. So it doesn't mean you're not allowed to. Ain mechuyav. Another thing the Mishnah Berurah says, that even though it's in Hilchas Asiyas Kapayim, the Kohen is allowed to duchen. So if somebody has a daughter, lo yaleinu, but he's allowed to duchen. The reason he's allowed to duchen is because even an Eved Avodah Zarah himself, even a man, a Kohen that's mezana, is allowed to duchen. So he says it can't be worse if your daughter's mezana than if you yourself are mezana. But the bottom line is that ein mechuyavim oid lekadshoy, there's no chiyav anymore to be mekadesh, ki yoviyo hi mechalalas. I looked around a little bit, I saw in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he's melamed tzchos. He says that it could be that bizmanenu really don't have to be worried about this. Because even though it says in the Torah, as soviyo hi mechalalas, he says something that makes so much sense. He says the Torah is talking about a girl that was given Misas Bezdin. In order to give Misas Bezdin, there had to be Eidim, there had to be Asra. The person that was given Misas Bezdin would have to be Matarat Melamisa. Right? You know what Matarat Melamisa means? It means you'd have to tell him, you know, that what you're doing right now is horrible, it's terrible, you're going to be chai. And he says, it's okay, I accept it upon myself, I'm willing to die for this. That's how badly I want to do this. Aver. That means this girl would have to be a murid, a rebel on that level, to the point where there were Eidim, there was Asra, and she was even Matarat Malamisa. So he says, it could be, if you have all those criteria, then you say, Esavio Himichaleles, and there you have this idea. But Stam, a girl that's Mezana, without Eidim, without Asra, she was never Matarat Malamisa, just like you don't have the Be'eshti Soref, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Heilige Tanya, he says, it could be you're not going to have Esavio Himichaleles either. But either way, this is something that impacts Halacha. First R. The second R is, it's interesting that you find the idea of Esaviyah Himichaleles with regards to a Bas Kohen. A Bas Kohen. You don't find it with regards to a Ben Kohen. Additionally, the Torah says Esaviyah Himichaleles. You don't find the Torah saying Esima Himichaleles. So it seems to be this father-daughter relationship. It's the father and the daughter. It's not the mother and the daughter. It's also not the father and his son, or the mother and her son. It's Esaviyah Himichaleles. That if there's a Kohen who has Kedushas Kuna, and his daughter goes and does something so terrible, she's Mezana, Esaviyah Himichaleles. So the only one that can be Mechalel is the daughter, and the only one that she's Mechalel is her father. So I saw Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov, he focuses more on the bas. Why is it the bas, not the ben? So he says, because the reality is that a girl is more product of her home than a boy is. A boy has outside hashpois, but a girl is kalkfuda bas melech penima, beisei zu ishtoi, she stays at home. Right, the bas chila simen yafi lebanim, shemegatela says, as banel. So you have all those different points of a girl is more at home than the boy is, so she's a little bit more of an indication of her family. So a boy that's mezana, you could say maybe he got caught up with the wrong chevra, went to the wrong this, the wrong that. But a girl, it's much more esaviyah himichaleles. But it only answers that part. Why is it a bas? What about esaviyah himichaleles? So I saw Dover Nifla in the Chida. He brings it from one of the Kadmoinim, but just to be makdim, this Chida with a classic Meshachachma. So we've spoken about this Meshachachma once before, but it's a classic Meshachachma, and it's so classic that it's kedai to say the Meshech Chachma again. The Rebbe Simcha says that the Gemara says in Mesechtes Kedushin Dav Chof Tes Amid Beis. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Haida Difna Mechavroi. The reason that I was better, I steiged more than my chaverim, the Nesivna B'shitzer. Because I got married when I was 16 years old. V'yav v'nesivna barbesa, had I gotten married when I was 14, havamina v'satan, I could have told the satan, gira be'necha, I basically could have knocked out the satan, I could have put him out of business, as it relates to me. So Rav Chizda said that the reason I was odef mechavroi, I steiged more than my chaverim, is because I got married when I was very, very young. The point is, he got married when he was young, he was able to put his Yetzar in his place from a young age. The Yetzar didn't bother him, the Yetzar of Arayis, obviously. So it's for that reason he was able to steig. And in fact, had I gotten married earlier, he have a Sivna Barbesa, have a Mina Leiler Sotan, Gira Beinecha. So Rav Simcha said, the Oz Rav Chizda talking about, Haida Difna Mechavroi. So he said, half of a fellow. Says that the Gemara says, in Bava Basra Kufma Malach Amen Aleph, that Rav Chizda said, Lididi Bonse Adifa Mi Bro. I'm better off having girls than boys. Rav Chizda's daughters were not Shaykh. One married Rami Bar Chama, one married Rava, Ukfer Bar Chama. So Rav Chizda had unbelievable girls. The Didi Bansi Adifa Mibra. Rav Nachman, another great Amoira, you find that Nebuch didn't have such hatzlacha with his daughters. The Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Mehen Heyam and Aleph, Bansi de Rav Nachman, Bachshin Tere Bikshafin. Right? We spoke a lot about this Gemara. Rav Nachman's daughters, they used to mish the chalent with their hands, and people thought that they must be so chashuv, and people used to give them kvitlach, right? They were considered greater rebbetzins. And then one day, his daughters were taken into captivity, and the Gemara says Rav Elish was there, and Rav Elish found out that they were really doing it with kishuv, and they were very happy. They didn't want to be found because their captors were being mezana with them, and they were more happy with their captors than they were with their husbands. So the Gemara ends up saying that Rav Nachman Nebuch, he didn't have such atzlacha with his daughters. So Rav Chizda said, "L'didi bansei adifa mibra," whereas Rav Nachman was just the opposite. Bansei Rav Nachman bachshin k'deir b'kshofen. He didn't have such atzlacha together with his daughters. Says Rav Meir Simcha, the Gemara says in Beir Daf Chafeim and Aleph, the Rav Chizda and Rav Nachman used to refer to each other as chavroi. They used to refer to each other as friends. So who's chavroi the Rav Chizda? It's Rav Nachman. In what way was Rav Chizda greater than Chavroi, his friend Rav Nachman? Rav Chizda had good daughters. The didi bonsei adifa mibra, whereas Rav Nachman just the opposite. Bonsei the Rav Nachman, bachshin k'deira b'kshafin. So says Rav Meir Simcha, why was it that Rav Chizda had better daughters than Rav Nachman? What was the cause for it? He says, you know what the cause for it is? It's because the Gemara says that a girl follows her father, a boy follows his mother. Ish mazriya t'chila yeledes nekeva. Isha mazras t'chila yeledes socher. It's Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. The Medrash says, "Lo'olam anakeva min ha'ish." The nakeva always follows the ish. So Zokr Meir Simcha. That means that how the girl is going to come out is totally more in the father. How the boy is going to come out is totally more in the mother. Which means, says Meir Simcha, the more piktusha that the father is, the better daughters he's going to have. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, you want to know why I had more atzlocha than my chaver? Who was Rav Chizda's chaver? Rav Nachman. In what way was he better than his chaver Rav Nachman? That Rav Chizda was zaycha to the bunts and adifa mibra. Whereas Rav Nachman had problems with his daughters. Bunsei the Rav Nachman bachshin teir b'kshafin. You know what it was? The nesivna b'shitzer. Because ish mazriya t'chilo yeledes nekeva, how the girl is going to turn out is totally in the father. And I got married when I was 16. Rav Nachman didn't, and that's why I had more atzlacha with my daughters. In fact, we have an esivna bar besa, or have a middle sadi gerubein. That's why I had better atzlacha. So let's go to the chida. Zok the chida, you want to know why es aviyo hi mechaleles? Because ish mazriya t'chilo yeledes nekeva. Lo'oilam anekeva min ish. So if there's a girl who's mezana, who is that an indicator of? It's not an indicator on the mother. The boy would be an indicator of the mother. You know, the girl is an indicator of it's the father. Because lo oylam and a kevam in an ish. That's why the Torah says, uvas koyin kisecha liznois esaviyah himichalas. That's a tzushta. This chidah to this Rav Meir Simcha.